Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Pat. Just a little heads up on that. If you want to find out more about me, you can go to Transformation Talk Radio. You can go to drpatshow.com. Just to mention, I'm also co-hosting with Mark Anthony, because a couple of you are asking about that. That is true. That is at 4 o'clock on Transformation Talk Radio every Thursday. And the show is called The Psychic and the Doc. Why you are asking, are you doing that, Pat? Well, I don't have a great answer for you. Sometimes when you're called to do the do, you just do the do, right, Benny? Have you done your do today?
I've always done the do today.
I'm telling you, you got to do the do.
Got to do the do.
You got to do the do. If you're not going to do, then you're going to like live your life half of the do. Do.
So it's do. Is that half of a do is do? That was a terrible joke.
Did you just do that?
That was a terrible
did
joke.
Did you just like say half of a do is
dick? Yeah, I got someone laughing. You Natasha,
I
you're
love
sweet.
That. That's really good. That's like good. Well, look, I know somebody that really doesn't do half of the do. You know, when you are or when you grow up, Benny, you've heard me talk about this a little bit. When you grow up in what we know as a not so functional family, maybe there are some things that go on in your childhood or in your teens. You know, what happens if you grow up in a world where chaos is the way that you lead? But more importantly, what happens if you're like me and you realize that, holy cow, this was my childhood. My mom actually did commit suicide. But then you understand what that was all about. And when you understand what things are all about, what do you do with it? Well, if you're like Natasha Ornato joining me here today, and you are like her, and you look at what you can bring forward in the world, you know, and you see that deeply your life dives into the path of healing, and you study shamanism. You study movement therapies, you know, you study the embodiment of yoga. Then you take a look and you say, well, wait a minute. There is wisdom. There's wisdom in the body. There's wisdom in every cell we have. And if you are she, you develop a love affair with this. And once you do that, and once you fully understand how this works, whether it's plant medicine or spiritual-minded modalities that she has mastered, then you can put together the healing, the DNA of the body, the mental, spiritual, physical, emotional balance. Because as Einstein said, you cannot solve the problem, I'm paraphrasing him, Benny will have to get the exact quote from me, at the level that it was created. So where do you go? Where do you go? Well, if you're Natasha, you go to embodiment, and you're going to hear about that today, or you go to a structural assessment, or you go to what is known as body work, because the body knows, even when you cannot face yourself, you wake up and some days, oh, my back hurts. And some days it's even worse than that. Your cells fail, as mine did. And what do you learn from it? Well, today you're going to take a journey with her and with me. And you're going to see how the stories of our lives then bring us to the point where we are on a pathway where we cannot go back. I cannot return. I cannot go backwards in the pathway to create a platform like this. Why is that? I'm going to let her say. Natasha, it's great to have you here.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. It's wonderful to be here with you today.
So I want to talk about this idea of you cannot go back. And what I mean by you cannot go back, I cannot go back and say, I'm going to reverse my life path. I've thought about it. I've thought about, I'm just not going to do this anymore. And then I realize, well, that's not going to work. How no. did you come to the realization for yourself? And I say you cannot go back. And what I mean by that is there's a healing that goes on that allows us to move forward. What did you discover? How did you realize that you too needed to heal?
So for me, it just got to the point where I just couldn't move forward the way I was going. Like there was just no other option. Yeah, I know. And you know what you said, like there's been so many moments where I've sat there and I've been like, is this really what I'm supposed to do? I'm going to put myself out there as this embodiment guide, as a spiritual advisor, supporting people in their journey. And I've thought the same of like, maybe there's something else I can do that feels a little bit safer or a little bit easier. And the answer has always been that no, you've gone too far. And so once you do step on this journey, there is no turning back. And I think that's also though, what sometimes stops people from stepping on the journey is the fear that comes up because they know that once they make that first step, things are going to change. And even if it's a change they really want and they want to call in, it can be terrifying.
Today, too, is first of all, it's so great to have you here on the show. You and I have been connecting and chatting and working together. And so I got the honor of being part of this part of your journey and what that looks like in the forward movement of it, you know, and the story that we are going to be talking about today, you know, which is the power of connecting to the wisdom of the body. But in addition to that, your show.
Yeah.
Right. The building of that. And what I love about that is, you know, when you put that foot in that water, right? When you put the foot in that water, what happens is you get your feet wet and you realize you're now in the deep end of the pool and you must swim.
Yes.
Talk about how you learned that in your life story, because every one of the people, Natasha, that I've ever spoke with on this show, any interview I've ever done, there's always been a story that has led them to become a healer, to become in service of other people. How about you?
Yeah.
What challenges, what obstacles did Natasha have to overcome to bring you right here to this moment?
Oh my gosh. It's like I was a completely different person. I had to become a different person was the biggest challenge and the biggest obstacle. So my background and the family I come from, I have a lot of love for my family of origin, but it was rough. I came into a family that really, you know, from the reflection that I look of it now is I just saw they had these ancestral wounds that they just kept carrying down through both my mother's lineage and my father's lineage. But what I saw was just a people that, you know, they meant to kind of care for me in a way to keep me safe. But what it did was it kept me from having permission to be who I was. There was a lot of issues with attachment. I always felt like it was like, I felt unwanted. I felt unloved. And I know that that wasn't really the case, but I know that I made my family very uncomfortable. And that's something I had to become comfortable with. Because even to this day, I still, to a degree, make people uncomfortable because I'm going to go in there and I'm going to challenge you to go into those spaces within yourself because that's where the transformation comes. I mean, I love my mother so much. She has passed now and it's been a few years and it was amazing. Even just our transformational journey. Cause I feel like the more that I healed myself, I saw the ancestral healing because the relationship with my mother transformed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was just such a beautiful gift.
And, you know, I want to ask you this question too, because I went through this myself and, you know, secrets in my family that, I mean, shocking, that I would have never found out about if the internet didn't exist, right? But with the internet, you know, you can't help when you're sitting there and you get an email in Portuguese and they're asking you the question of, are you my family in Portuguese? and your answer is no, and then you ask your uncle who is still alive and you get a whole backstory. Now, this for you is, I want to ask you this. Sometimes it's hard to acknowledge what the abuse was, the toxic family. It's really hard because you don't want to look at your family and say, did you just do that, people? But if we don't look at it, Natasha, how do we move forward?
Yeah, and that's the exact kind of juxtaposition that I think we get in. And it's like, as you shared that story, like it reminded me, I was about 7 or 8 years old when I found out I had an older brother. You know, it's like, there I was living my life. And then all of a sudden we went to this trip to Puerto Rico that I was like, oh, awesome. We're going to go visit my great grandmother. And then it was like, oh, by the way, here's your brother. And also here's your aunt that you've never heard about. And I was just like, oh, okay. And then he came and he lived with us. And I mean, he's wonderful. He's amazing. We actually have a beautiful relationship. I feel like he's actually always been one of the people in my family that has really seen me and encouraged me. And that's been such a gift to have him in my life. And then for years after that, I just kind of had this assumption that my mom got married in Puerto Rico when she was a child. She was 14 years old. And she also came from this same kind of toxic environment. Her father was an alcoholic. Those addictions that ran in the family, my father as well had his battles. And I also had my battles with this. And then I find out later in life that what happened was that my mother had sent my brother to visit his father in Puerto Rico. And then he had never sent him back. So essentially, we went on a rescue mission to get my brother back. But then for some years, my poor brother had this, like, also this abandonment that came up because he thought his mother had just, like, given up on him.
Yeah. These are the web. This is the web that we weave. You know, this is where my friend said to me, when you come to this point of awareness, this is where the weaver and the web are one. We're going to take a short break when we come back. A lot of times we're the weaver and the web, but we don't know what to do next. We don't know how to resolve this. We know that there is a hurt going on, but we just don't quite know, right? We don't quite know what to do with the fact that you find out your grandfather was born in Brazil. So what is that about? Like, where do you go? Or in your case and with your brother, so many pieces to that story, so much healing that must happen, so much of the body that's calling out to be rescued. When we come back, we're going to talk about how that rescue mission did happen for you. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Can a cup of Joe support ALS?
May 14th. If you go to any one of our shops, proceeds from every cup go to research to find cause. If you don't have a shop near you, you can go to DutchBros.com and donate. The goal is 1.6 million. All of our broistas, all of our great customers. It's going to take extraordinary effort from all of us.
Let's talk about ALS. Go to DutchBros.com.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Imagine starting your week off with a teaching, a clearing, and an activation direct from the God consciousness. If you would like to feel more in charge of your week ahead, then I personally invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, for our monthly Soul Sunday non-denominational service at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, online or in person. All donations for this event go to the TLC Initiative Fund to help those in need. Sign up now at TracyLClark.com and let's connect together in the glory realm.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Caring for someone with a life-altering diagnosis? You are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune in to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Lau, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit trishlaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
Tune in to the show, Heart Change Consciousness, with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. It is so great to be connecting with Natasha, because one of the things is, you know, we're talking about the power of connecting to the wisdom of the body. And then later on in the show, we're actually going to do a demonstration. So this is going to be like so important. Why is that? You know, two reasons why. We've learned now, scientifically, medically proven, that the body has a response to trauma, to stress, to shock. You know, Dr. Stephanie Mines talks about shock. And yet, what if this happens in your childhood? What if this continues to happen? What if you get older and these patterns stay with you and the wounding continues through relationships, through jobs, through bosses, through familia, whatever that is, what happens about that? That's where Natasha comes in, but more importantly, her work comes in. How do people find out more about what you're doing? How do they work with you? And how? And tell us about your show.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Yeah.
So if, you know, what I'm sharing is resonating and you're really ready to step into a container of support, you can find me on my website, natashaodnedo.com. I offer also a free activation call. For me, it's really important that we connect and get really clear on what's going on in your life and where you want to go and make sure that we're an aligned fit to work together. I'm not going to do the heavy lifting for you. I'm going to be there to support you. I'm going to be there to guide you. But the person that steps into work with me, like, they're ready to make that transformation. And my goal is to empower you into that. I'm not here to take away your power and continue that cycle.
And later on in the show, you're going to demonstrate this. Yeah.
Yes, I am.
So that means, am I going to do the heavy lifting today?
Yes, you're doing the heavy lifting, Dr. Pat. I'm making you work today.
Pump up the muscles. Okay, good. So give out your website one more time, because, you know, we're going to be talking about why this work is so important in the world we live in today. Tell people your website one more time.
Absolutely. So it's NatashaOrnedo, HORNEDO.com. And you can also catch me every second and fourth Monday right here on Transformation Talk Radio with my new show, Unlock the Healing Path, Moving Forward Through Grief with Grace.
God, you did that so well. I wonder who your mentor is.
You know,
just killing it.
Amazing,
just killing
wonderful
it.
Woman.
Look, let's talk about killing it for a minute. Yeah. You know, you grow up in your life and you realize there are things that are holding you back. You realize that, and everybody listening to this show, this period we have just gone through and continue to go through is one of those periods that affects everyone. It really has affected everyone. So what Natasha and I are talking about is, how do you get some help? And I want to talk to the women especially, because the statistics are now coming out, Natasha, about the impact of this COVID-19 pandemic on women. We're just now getting that information. We're getting the rise in alcoholism and, let's just say, numbing devices, whether it be food or drugs. We're just getting that. So there is a healing that I want to say to you women, there is a healing that has to go on. That's why we're doing a series of show. That's why we have Natasha. Let's talk about healing. How did you heal?
So I got into my body and man, and it was not for the faint of heart. It was hard. And especially because for a long time, I still had this limiting belief that I needed to do it all by myself. And it took me a while to get to that place of allowing the support, but that's where I really saw the shifts. When I allowed myself to be supported in going into the body, I was able to go in deeper and actually allow myself to feel all of the emotions that needed to be processed. And that's what gave me the power to stop going to those addictions and those coping mechanisms that are really just different ways to numb out. And, you know, as you mentioned with women and what's going on with COVID, what happens is that you get put in this position where, especially if you have children and you're also homeschooling right now, where it's like, where is the time? How are you supposed to go in and feel what you're feeling and have the space for yourself when you need to be able to provide for your children and now also teach them? Like, there's just not this space. And that's the big reason of why I do the work I do, is because this is the space that I create for you, where you get to come in and actually be like, no, this is my time. This is my time to take responsibility so that I can heal myself. And then you can go back into your life and you get to enjoy your life. So instead of being stressed out because your kids are driving you crazy, maybe you might even just find it amusing, because kids say some really hilarious things. I have a 4.5-year-old. And I mean, when I'm in the good place for it and I'm taking care of myself, I can enjoy him and I can just kind of laugh at the things he says. But if I'm not taking care of myself and I'm pushing these things down, that is a sticky situation and it's not good for anyone.
No, it's not. And, you know, it shows up in different ways. If we could talk about that a minute. It shows up in different ways. You know, I've talked about this a lot, that in 2004, I came down with the mystery disease, and it really stayed with me for about 10 years. And, you know, the listeners didn't know what I was going through. I think Benny could see the pain I was in when I was coming into the studio and others that were close to me. And my cells literally stopped working. And, you know, my body added 100 pounds on because they couldn't process anything. It didn't matter how hard I exercised. I mean, I clearly wasn't the queen of fast food. That wasn't what I was doing. As a matter of fact, I had never been more healthy in my practice. So then what was it? What was I carrying then? What was in my body? What was going on?
I asked this question. This is such a great question. Right. Yes, because I have seen this happen so much with people where they're like, oh my gosh, what is this extra weight? And that's the energetic and psychic weight. It is all of the unprocessed feelings and emotions that are now literally adding weight and heaviness to your body. When we think about depression, for example, it's the same thing. It's that feeling of like heaviness where it's like, oh, I feel like I can't move. And you're aware that you're noticing it in your body, but the way we've been taught in society is that, oh, we have to go into our brain and think our way out.
Yeah.
That's impossible. Neurologically, the way our brain works, we will never think our way out of it, because those neurons are going to keep firing in the same thought pattern that you're thinking. And your thought pattern is focused on, why do I keep feeling depressed? Yeah. And so that's one of those things that keeps you stuck there instead of going from the body up, where you allow yourself to just make space without judgment, with just an openness, a curiosity, allow yourself to feel what you need. And then just our body knows what to do. Like, it's an incredible process.
And, you know, this is something that you learned in self-discovery, but it's also a way that you now support others, because once you gain this knowledge and you do the study that you've done in the practice, whether it be yoga or whether it be, you know, something you've learned about the body, all of this originates for us from a passion and purpose we have, from really trying to figure out how to overcome our own things that are getting in the way. And then here we are today, you know, here we are talking about this, here you are in the world helping others with this. You provide this container of support. But as you said, people have to do the heavy lifting. Let's talk about what that heavy lifting looks like.
Yeah. They have to be willing. Well, they have to be ready to commit to themselves in the process. They have to be willing to actually go into the body and feel what needs to be felt. Mm-hmm. The beauty about this is that once people start this process, I think they're just so shocked and surprised by how easy it is to overcome these things that have been troubling them for their entire lives. Because we can have these coping mechanisms, these addictions, you know, how maybe some, as you mentioned, illnesses that come up and that cause these challenges in our lives. And what that is that it's letting us know that we are not in congruency with ourselves. Somewhere along the way, we're fighting with our bodies. And we go into this mindset of,
hey, Pat, you're going to have to jump in there if you don't
mind. What Natasha's going to be back in a minute, and we're going to go to a break. But what she's talking about, we get into this mindset where we are stuck
in the mud.
Yeah. And Natasha, one of the things we're going to do is because we go into this mindset, and whatever the mindset is, it is the mindset of stuckness. It is the mindset of immobility. And then we go to the shame and the blaming of ourselves for not being able to suck it up and move forward and do what we're supposed to do, because the people around us are like, Natasha, Pat, get over it. Come on, pull your life together. And you are dying on the inside, right? There's this thing on the inside. You don't quite understand it. Does it disappear just because you do suck it up? No. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the embodiment technique. We're going to be demonstrating it. And how do we fine tune that thing that may be holding you back? And it doesn't have to be a big thing. See, this is a mistake. It doesn't have to be a big thing. It could be something that's just haunting you, that's daunting. And you think, why is this silly little thing getting in the way? And then you discover there is a reason behind it. Once you heal it, you will move forward like a SpaceX rocket. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
There we go. Welcome back, everyone. Natasha Onedo joining me here today. Look, before we go forward, again, and this is where we're going to talk about how you support others. You know, what is the embodiment technique and what does it do? And we're going to talk about that and actually do a demonstration of it. I would love for you to let folks know how they can find out more about you, but also how they work with you. And you've got some events coming up.
Yes, yeah, so absolutely. And you can reach me at natashaodnedo.com. I prefer that to work with people within the constraints of a coaching container, which depending on if they're local or not, might include either body work or movement sessions in conjunction with the coaching container. And what I am birthing right now and hoping to put out in the world in the next month or so is going to be called either an invitation to feel or an invitation to grieve. And primarily, it's going to be focused on providing a space for women. And this is for anyone that identifies as women. Doesn't have to be that you are biologically born. Also, non-binary are welcome. But yep. I really want to create this safe space container for them to come in and feel their feelings, whatever that is, where if you need to throw a temper tantrum, you come in and you throw your temper tantrum. So that way that temper tantrum doesn't come out at an inappropriate moment when maybe you're at work and a boss or coworker is like really like setting you off. So I'm very excited about that. And please subscribe to my newsletter or check out my show. More details and information on that will be coming out. Yeah.
Thank you. For sharing all that. You know, fast forward to where we are today, and we are in the space of supporting others. And supporting others, I find, is one of the most significant things in my world, and certainly on the team here at Transformation Talk Radio. We do it all the time, whether it's Linda, Jessica, Olivia, Jacob, Kim, doesn't matter. You know, we are in that space where we have made a conscious and unconscious commitment to support other people's voices. It's very important for us to do that. But you've made that commitment too. You've made a commitment to support others. Tell us about that and tell us about what you've created to do that.
So for me, it's actually a co-creation, because that's what I've discovered is, like I said, it's like the wisdom is in the body. So I'm going to guide people, and I'm going to show just a moment through the demo. I'm going to guide you, Dr. Pat, into your body. And then your body is going to tell me what your action is and what you need, because it's not a one size fits all situation. Right. It's very much a creative space that I provide where you're going to be supported in going into these spaces that might feel a little bit scary. And I'm going to be there to hold you in that space, to support you so that you don't get stuck in that space, so that I can guide you out, especially if you start going into the mental places and getting stuck on kind of that neurological loop of feedback. And then from there, we're going to start focusing in on where you want to go and basically start create the missing magic ingredient for the law of attraction, which is the embodiment. You can sit there and vision board and imagine your future all day long. If you cannot connect with the feeling, and also if you ignore the feelings that are blocking you from getting there, you're not going to get where you're going. Yeah. And so I allow this space and I teach you how to get there.
Yeah, you're so right. I mean, stuckness is one of the most Google terms around. If you Google stuckness, I've been Googling it for 17 years, you know, because that's what started this whole journey for me. And the show was crust busting because I couldn't bust. I mean, on the outside, everybody looked at me and said, man, you know, we don't know why you're stuck. You know, you just finished school. You've gotten these awards. Come on, you could get this big fat job. What's wrong with you? Just do it. And that was like me, the deer with the headlights. Mm-hmm. That would be me when people talking to me, I'd be like, I couldn't even hear them. So let's talk about and perhaps demonstrate this for people today.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, just to go with what you were saying, like, that's exactly the common problem that people have, is that you have all this outside information telling you what you should do. And then those voices start to overtake the wisdom of what your body knows is actually right for you, because your path is unique and it's not going to look like anyone else's.
Yeah.
And yeah, I feel like, Dr. Pat, if you're ready, I'd love to dive right in and take you into some embodiment.
I think we should just rock and roll. Jessica just sent me a picture of a pair of red shoes that she's got on today. She just sent them to me before the show, and they look great on her. They fit her perfectly, and they didn't fit me. And so I paid them forward. They didn't look good on me, so I paid them forward. And the problem with healing is, if you try something on that doesn't fit you and it's an off the shelf, you're not going to get it. So yes, let's roll.
Exactly. All right, beautiful. So we're going to start first with, I'm just going to invite you to close the eyes. Beautiful. And just allow yourself to begin to come to the breath. Allow your body to come into the most comfortable position that you can find right now. Just tuning into what would it make you feel more comfortable in this moment. Beginning to bring that focus, noticing how you receive in the inhales, how you release with the exhales, and how that breath just comes in naturally, all on its own, with that infinite wisdom of the body, exactly the right amount of breath that you need. Nothing to do. And as you connect with this breath, begin to allow the consciousness to drop down into the body and begin to scan and just notice with an openness, with a curiosity, what areas of your body are speaking to you today? As you start to receive this information, I want you to begin to share out loud to me in detail what sensations you're noticing and where in the body that you are noticing them.
For me, it's in my back.
And today, what are you noticing in your back today?
I'm noticing in my back not really like a pain, not a sharp pain, but something that was very unexpected. And in my own healing journey, as I don't know if you know this, but I just got 2 new bionic knees, and they're great. And so my sensation in my back, very unexpected, right? It's like, why is that there?
Okay. And so beautiful. And so I see here how already that desire to like go back into the head, to go into the story of why the back might be feeling this.
Exactly.
So I'm going to invite you again to come down and describe to me, what are the sensations in the back? What do they feel like?
They feel like a connection of nerves. You know, there are nerves talking to each other in my back, down the back of my leg.
Okay. And what does that connection feel like? Is it a throbbing? Is it an ache? Is it just kind of like a pins and needle sensation?
It's like a line of throbbing.
A line of throbbing. Beautiful. And where is that line of throbbing?
Down the back of my legs. From my back.
It's traveling from the low back into the legs.
And I'm not sure which direction.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
So does it have any kind of color?
Yellow.
Okay, beautiful. So the first thing I want you to do now, I want you to just stay connected with that energy. I want you to see that color, feel those sensations. And I just want you, and this you can do either out loud or to yourself, I want you to communicate directly with that energy. And I want you to say, I feel you, energy. In my low back, traveling down my legs, I feel you, line of achiness with a yellow color. And then just give a moment, just a pause to notice what happens when you just give that moment of acknowledgement to those sensations.
The entire lower part of my body just relaxed.
This is the magic of this.
Yeah.
Just literally relaxed.
Yeah.
What a power in just allowing yourself to acknowledge what was there. The body is already shifting of like, oh, you're listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. And so now what I want you to do, I want you to still stay in tune and connected with that energy. And I want you to ask that energy.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a voice, what message would you have for me today? I'm listening and I want to hear.
Slow down.
Yes. Very crystal clear. Beautiful. Yep.
Slow down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so now I want you to thank that energy
mm-hmm.
for that message. I want you to send it your love and appreciation. And I want you to let that energy know that you've heard that message. And now I want you to ask that energy, what is one next step that I could take today to slow down?
Okay, this is going to be weird. You ready?
Yes. I love when it's weird.
Go to Home Depot.
Go to Home Depot. I love it.
And yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not try to do a million things. Go get the things you need.
Yes.
Right?
Slow down.
Go get the things you need. You know,
yes.
Take the time out of your day. And I mean, I don't know if you know this, but I recently moved.
Yeah.
So it's like, take the time you need to put your home together.
Yes.
Right? And that is an equal time because I take the time I need to build the network 24/7.
Yeah. And your body is so in tune and just letting you know, like, hey, Dr. Pat, I know you have so many things going on, but right now,
yeah.
Let's just focus on one thing. Let's mm-hmm. take it slow. Let's go to that one place and just enjoy our time there and get that home feeling good.
Yeah.
So beautiful. I want you to thank the energy again for mm-hmm. this message. I want you to let the energy know that you've received this message mm-hmm. and that you are absolutely going to do that. And now, and this is where the fun part comes in. What would you love to be feeling in your back and down your legs?
Strength.
Strength. Beautiful. And so what does strength feel like for you? What do you notice in your body? Where does that live?
Actually, it lives in my legs.
Yes. And mm-hmm. so when you're feeling that connection to that strength, What is the sensations that you notice in the legs? Can you tune into that feeling right now?
Yeah, it is no sensation. It is the idea that everything is working perfectly. And so therefore you don't feel that. You don't feel the aches, the pains. They just work.
Yeah. So when you're feeling that sense of everything is just working, there's nothing that's calling for my attention. How does that make you feel emotionally? What do you notice in your body?
Everything is possible.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
everything is possible. It doesn't matter what your vision or your dream is or what we're building here or all of the great things going on. You know, the lessons really are about if you don't take care of yourself and you don't take care of your body, you're not going to be able to enjoy any of it.
Yeah. And so when you're feeling in tune with that anything is possible, where do you notice that in your body? What do the sensations feel like? And I'll give you an example just so you can kind of cue in.
Sure,
like for
sure.
Me, that feels like a heart opening where my heart lifts open. It feels expansive. It feels like light is just pouring from me. Mm-hmm. So when you're connected with that sensation, what does that feel like for you?
If I get it up the back of my neck, I get it in the back of my head coming up, especially around my neck. That's where I carry my tension.
Okay. So instead you feel just kind of this brightness of energy, like connecting you up towards source, and you feel mm-hmm. that flowing down through the body. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So I want you to tune in right now, and I want you to connect with that energy. And it might not be super prominent right now. It might be like just in one particular spot in the neck, but I want you to really allow yourself to tune into that energy and let me know when you're kind of connected, where it is and what it's feeling like today in this moment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's easy. So that energy in my neck is related to in the entire range across my shoulders into my shoulders. Yeah.
And so, and are you noticing that energy is feeling like you're strong and like you could just take on the world and it's expansive? Yes.
Yeah, beautiful. Absolutely. So, absolutely.
As you connect with that energy now, I want you to ask that energy, what is one, how can I expand you in my life? What is one action step that I can do to continue to help you grow in my life?
Totally get the answer. Mm-hmm. So for me, it is taking the time in my day to enhance my spiritual practice and also to really get to the place where I'm connecting with myself. And I have a number of ways I do that. You know, in the busyness of our day, we don't do it.
Beautiful. And so once again, because I see that shift back into the head of like, oh, I have these things that I like to do. So I want you to just stay in this moment and just explore with that curiosity, the energy specifically that you're connecting with into the neck. And I want you to ask that energy, what one spiritual practice could I do that could expand you in my life?
Oh, totally get that. It's my brain tap. It's a process of just allowing.
Allowing. So if it feels okay, I'd love to throw out a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
So would it be possible maybe to start a practice, maybe like first thing in the morning before you get out of bed and are kind of like all the things that I need to do, of just taking a few minutes to tune in to yourself, your body, connecting with that energy in the neck and just allowing it to really like encompass your feeling and tuning into that energy every day and asking that same question of what can I do today to expand you in my life? Is that something you could do?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. And so now I'm going to toss out a couple of numbers to see about how much time that feels good for you and your body to connect with it. And so what I want you to look for when I say a number and your shoulders open up, your heart expands and your body's just like, oh yes, that feels good. It feels light. It feels easeful. And also I want you to notice if it's the reverse where the shoulders go in and it's a heaviness and like, ugh. Yeah. 20 minutes. 10 minutes. 5 minutes.
20. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And so how does that feel? Is that something you could incorporate into your life? Just taking those 20 minutes at the start of the day?
Absolutely. And you're right. I mean, you could just feel everything start to relax.
Yeah. And that's that was going to be my follow-up. As you kind of tune into that action of taking 20 minutes to start the day, how does that feel in your body? What do you notice? And I encourage you here to notice if there's any areas of the body that are giving you actually a little pushback.
Yeah, the base of my neck.
The base of your neck. So let's go there for a moment.
Back there.
Yeah. And I want you to tune into the energy that's there. And I want you to do the same, just to express and acknowledge, hello, energy at the bottom of my neck. I feel you. I feel you expressing your resistance. I'm here and I'm listening. What message do you have for me?
The message is have some fun.
Yes.
Fun so, is the message.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that may sound a little odd, but fun is the message.
I think this is perfect because I had a suspicion that a little bit of what you were saying was a should idea of, oh, this is what I should do. So how can you make this practice fun?
Yeah, fun.
Yeah. And so I'm curious, would maybe if it's 20 minutes of putting on your favorite song and dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want you to ask that energy again and kind of cue in, and I want you to ask.
Oh, this is an easy answer.
What would be fun for you? Yes.
Yeah, this is easy. Yes. Yeah, take the time to set up my robot in the garage and do 20 minutes of hitting a little white ball.
Yes. There you go. And I feel it. Do you feel that? I feel like there's that palatable difference of like, it's 20 not minutes, just like, let's add this new practice, but instead it's like, let's start my day playing.
That's it. Let's start my day playing.
Yes. And so I want you to thank this energy. Mm-hmm. I want you to just go in, and I want you to thank all the spaces in your body today that communicated with you. I want you to just send them your love, maybe even imagining yourself just like hugging them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you feel ready, you can open your eyes and come back into the space.
Wow.
Yes. And so this is what I mean, where that is probably not at all what you expected to hear.
No, it really wasn't. I mean, what I found fascinating about it was, and probably for you, you work with people and continue this, right? What I felt really fascinating, well, three things came to mind. One is that practice, that 20 minutes you talked about, I have something that's called BrainTap. It's a device, and it's a beautiful meditation device. I mean, literally put it by your bed, put it on, turn on 20 minutes of that before you even move. And what I'm really aware of, and this is probably the follow-up work you do, I know the show is ending. What I'm really aware of is how easy that is. Like, if you hit the snooze button, before you hit the snooze button, just do something that will allow you to be in that moment of peace. Mm-hmm. But you're right. 20 minutes, all the reasons that I have for not setting up the table and the robot, all of those reasons and everything else that I'm doing before that, like go to Home Depot and buy gardening stuff. So what I need to do is get flooring for the garage and set that up.
Yes.
What's interesting about this, and you know, let's end with this, is the hardest thing I think we do, and thank you so much for that. I want to thank you and everybody listening. This is just a little teeny taste of what Natasha does. You're going to hear more about it. But what's interesting about this is going to stay with me now.
Yes.
Right? It's going to stay with me. And I would bet money that if this new level of awareness that happened today doesn't get enacted, meaning I don't do it, I will probably bet money that my neck and my booty will tell me.
Absolutely. They will. They will tap you on the shoulder and say, Dr. Pat, you listened to our message. Let's take action.
And for those of you listening, this was important to demonstrate this to all of you today, because whatever is going on in your life, whatever you're feeling, whatever the sensation is, you know, whatever that might be about, there's a way out of it. And thank you, Natasha. Please let folks know again how they can work with you. And again, I want to say this is a small portion of what you do. There's more to it. This is what we wanted to demonstrate today.
Yes, absolutely. There is a big in depth. And one of the biggest thing is that if you were working with me, Dr. Pat, we would take this action. And then next week, we would check in and be like, did you hold that accountability?
And we're going to check in next week anyway, and I'm going to report back.
Awesome. And for everyone listening out there, if you'd like to get in touch with me, you can reach me at natashaornedo.com. Please schedule an activation call with me. I would absolutely love to hear from you and see what we could do if we could explore together and how we could expand all the energies you want to bring into your life.
Natasha, thank you so much for all that you do. More to come, right? Mention your show, please.
Absolutely. Catch me every second and fourth Monday on Transformation Talk Radio with Unlock the Healing Back. path, moving forward through grief with grace. This Monday, the 24th, I'll be on with the amazing Bella LaVey. We're going to be talking about sexual healing. So it's going to be a good one.
Oh, I'm I'm tuning into that one. Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for tuning us in and turning us on. We'll see you next time.